Well, most of you already have some familiarity with this form of meditation. It is insight or vipassana, to use the Pali term. And just as a very simple beginning definition of what insight meditation is, it's a way of training the heart and the mind to see clearly. And we practice mindfulness as a method to gain insight into what's happening in our lives so that we can live in ways that bring more ease, more happiness, more freedom. So that's like a 1 second description of an entire lifetime of actual practice. So we're fortunate that this is a gradual practice, a gradual training. It's laid out in stages. And it starts with quite simple aspects of our experience to pay attention to, and then progresses to ones that are increasingly refined and subtle. And that's what we'll be doing over the course of this retreat, grounded in some of the key techniques of insight practice from the Satipatthana Sutta, the 4 establishments of mindfulness. And tonight we're going to start with just a short guided meditation, bringing awareness to the body and the breath. Because most of us arrive at the start of a retreat with some degree of busyness, of agitation, of restlessness, maybe anxiety, I'll be orienting us towards ease and relaxation, just to begin letting go of any tension that can be let go of, and any that can't, practicing acceptance. So again, just take a few moments to settle into your sitting posture. To reconnect with that felt sense of the body sitting. So bringing your awareness more fully inwards. To connect with just that simple knowing that there is the body. And the body is sitting. And often as we come home to the body and begin to bring that kind curiosity to this experience of being embodied, we start to notice some of the ways we tend to habitually store tension. Whether there's some form of tightness or contraction or holding on. We're just beginning to notice that as we bring our awareness to the head, to the forehead, take a moment just to notice if perhaps the brow is slightly furrowed, there's a slight frown. Just see if any tension in the forehead, the brow, might be able to soften, to relax, to release. And then taking a moment to notice the eyes. To notice if the eyes are clamped tightly shut, or if the eyelids are just resting gently together. And sometimes even with the eyes closed, there can be a sense of looking or searching. So take a moment to notice all of those tiny muscles around the eyes. and any tension that might be there. And seeing if the eyes can soften. Any contraction here might release, might relax. Letting the eyes become soft. And in the same way, taking a moment to notice the mouth. If the mouth is clamped tightly shut, the lips pursed, the teeth clamped together, or the jaw slightly clenched, you might even open the jaw and wiggle the jaw. And then gently bring it to closed. Seeing if any tension here can soften and release and relax. And moving the attention down to the neck and the shoulders. And taking a moment just to notice, how are the shoulders now? Are they up towards your ears? Or forced back? Or maybe hunched forward? And again, you might just roll the shoulders forward and back, letting them settle, finding a relaxed place of ease, so that any tension in the shoulders might soften and relax. And it's quite possible some residue of tension might remain. That's okay. We can't force ourselves to relax. So if there's some tightness that doesn't release, we can just know, okay, this is how it is right now. And then float the awareness down through both upper arms, through the elbows, the lower arms, through the wrists, to the hands. Taking a moment just to notice, how are the hands? Sometimes we can recognize a very slight sense of gripping or holding. Again, you might just wiggle the fingers and stretch out the fingers, inviting any tension in the hands to relax. Then bringing them to stillness, seeing if there is a little more softness in the hands. And then coming back to the shoulders for a moment. And floating the awareness down the torso. Taking a moment to tune into the heart center. And to notice, how is the heart now? And to notice any tension or tightness There might be across the chest, the upper torso. And as you breathe in and as you breathe out, you might notice that with each out-breath, there's a natural sense of relaxing, releasing, as the body lets go of what's no longer needed. So you can let the awareness connect with this natural softening and releasing and relaxing with each out-breath. Inviting any tension or tightness or holding in the chest area to relax. And then bringing the awareness further down the torso to the abdomen and the belly. Sometimes we can notice a kind of stiffening or bracing or holding. And again, we're not trying to get rid of that. Just see if it might relax a little as you breathe in, as you breathe out, softening any tension that can be softened. And then moving the attention lower now to the hips and the buttocks and the large muscles of the upper legs. Sometimes we can sense here a kind of gripping or tightening or holding. And just inviting, exploring. If any tension that's being held here might relax a little. And then moving down through the upper legs, through the knees, to the calves, the lower legs, all the way down to the feet. Sometimes even in the toes we can find a slight sense of curling or gripping. So again, for a moment, you might just wiggle the toes, stretch the toes, just exploring if any tension in the feet can be released. Now taking a moment just to come back to that experience of the whole body sitting. And to see if there might be just a little more ease. A little more steadiness. A little more stillness. Because body and mind are interrelated, the calming and the stilling and the steadying of the body can support the calming and the stilling of the heart and mind. And we can use the experience of breathing to continue to deepen this experience of ease and calm. So just settling back and receiving the experience of breathing in and breathing out. Not narrowing the attention, but with that broad receptivity. Just knowing the breath coming in and going out. And particularly noticing that sense of softening and relaxing and releasing that's available with each out-breath. Breathing in and breathing out, inviting ease, inviting calm.